Okay, this is November 14th, and the topic this month is Thanksgiving.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you. I hope that you're starting to realize that it's your mind that is doing everything. That every filter we put on in front of us filters out what is really there. If that makes sense to you? So when I say I behold you through the eyes of love, we always want to have eyes of love that we're looking through, not eyes of hate and whatever else is going on out there. So just put your love glasses on and see the world and the situation differently. So many people are upset at the present moment because of this election. I have a friend, Beverly, lives in Virginia. She's 93. She called to see what my take was on this election. Beverly is a metaphysician. She's also a student of a man called Lazarus. She's been doing Lazarus for 30-some years. I haven't called her back. I talked to her that day, but I haven't called her back with any insights. But I've had tons of insights about this election. First of all, you have to realize Donald Trump is a metaphysician. He saw himself as president. He held that vision, and he just kept going. Peace. In the Bible, it says you must have a single eye. And that's what Donald Trump has, a single eye. Am I for him? Am I against him? I have no feelings whatsoever. The feeling that I have is I am for this country. I want this country to succeed. And I want us to look good in the eyes of the world. Will Donald be able to do that? I have no idea. But I am going to get behind him. When I say get behind him, I'm not going to say nasty things about him. He now is the president-elect. That in itself deserves respect. The office of the presidency deserves respect. Now, I'm going to respect it. Let's treat that he's going to respect it, that the office is going to change him. He is not going to change the office. And that's what you have to see. And you have to get behind the whole thing. I'm slightly upset with the protesting and so forth that's going on. I believe in protesting. That's what this country is all about. But only peaceful demonstrations and so forth. When they get to burning stuff and wrecking stuff, I want no part of any of that. That is not the country that we want. That's a country somewhere else where they riot. We do not riot in this country. What will Donald Trump do? Not much, people. Everyone is so afraid that he's going to change everything. He will not be able to do that. As soon as the machinery in Washington gets a hold of him, they'll chew him up and spit him out. So he'll discover that he doesn't have the power that he thinks he has. I mean, it's a grand title and all. You know, I'm the president of the free world. But unless you do something with those things, they don't mean a thing. They don't mean a thing. So don't allow yourself to get upset. You have to withdraw from this thing. Look at it differently. See it differently. I mentioned Beverly and Lazarus. She cannot see that. She's very upset. How could this happen? She's 93. How could this happen? I didn't bother. Because she thinks she caused it. You know? Everyone, especially when they're a metaphysician, You think you're causing all this stuff. She joined with race mind or mass consciousness. And you can't join with that. You have to pull yourself back. Let those people do what they want to do. That is not who you are. That's not where you want to be. And that's not what you see for the future of this country. So you must see this country as being a wonderful, wonderful place to live. I have been in many countries, and I love this country. We have something special here. And Donald Trump and no one else is going to be able to take it from us. So we must get behind him. We must learn to love him, bless him, and release him. And let it go from there. So that's my take on what happened here. Donald Trump is playing out a Lazarus theme to no end. He has every archetypal pattern that there is, you know. He plays the victim. He plays all the roles. He plays all the roles. All those things are there. So all you have to do is look at them. And don't join them. You see, that's the thing. It's like the world always trying to suck you in. They're trying to suck you in to the politics in Washington. Don't let them do that. Do not let them do that. But we do have to respect the office of the presidency of the United States. And it will either change him or it won't. But he will not be able to change the culture of this country. He will not be able to do it. So, that's all I had to say about politics and politicians. We will live through this. This country is bigger than the President of the United States. There's much more going on always than what the president is up to. So we'll see how far he gets with all those ridiculous claims that he made when he was running for the president. You know, they'll never build a wall. Congress already said they will not appropriate any money for a wall going across. So how is he going to do it is beyond me. Here again, I think this country has to take in immigrants. That's what we all were. We were immigrants. This is a country of immigrants, people. Why are we throwing them out? Now, the other thing that always gets me, in fact, I had a dinner party once and they said that and I asked him to please leave.
Oh.
They were talking about the dirty Mexicans. Oh, and how they take people's jobs. And I said they don't do any of that stuff and they're not dirty. I have never seen any race, I'll call it, that can make white white. Did you ever see their t-shirts and the stuff that they wear? Absolutely brilliant white. They're not dirty people. Now maybe they all have to live in one room, but they do it and they are clean about the whole thing. We are a country of immigrants, and that is where we want to stay. I want to invite people into this country. That's what made this country great, and that's what will make it great again. It's the diversity that we have in this country. The absolute diversity that we have. And then if you look and see that we have 49 states on this continent and there are no borders anywhere, are there? You see, we don't have a border between California in Arizona, we travel freely over this whole continent. No other country allows that. No other country allows that kind of freedom. We are very, very blessed people. And I am thankful that we live in this country. I am thankful for this country. I'm thankful for everything. So, the topic tonight is Thanksgiving. Learning how to be thankful for everything that goes on in your life. You have to be able to constantly say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the most wonderful experience, the most wonderful gift that we have ever been given is this gift of life. This gift of life. And we must be thankful for it. We must be thankful for it. Thanksgiving and harvest are two of the things that come together. And this is a time in life to take a hint again from nature and what is going on in nature. Nature is displaying abundance at the present moment because the harvest is here. We're ready for the harvest. Metaphysically, we must always be ready for the harvest. If you've done good work, if you've done treatment or whatever, if you could have your thinking into Thanksgiving, you are going to be able to reap the harvest of your thoughts. Reach the harvest of your thoughts. You know, so many people do treatment work, or they pray, or they think a great deal of what they want. But they never harvest. They never harvest anything. You must say, now it's time for me to harvest all my good thoughts. Now it's time for me to harvest and get what I want. Instead of just keep treating and treating and treating and treating, doesn't do it for the good. You must be able to harvest what you are putting out there in the world, what you are putting out there in consciousness. You have to be able to harvest it. And most people don't harvest. They let it go by. They just let it die on the vine. You can't do that. This is a time in your life. This is the season to harvest. So what have you been looking for during the year? What treatments have you done? What thinking have you done? Now it's time to harvest all that stuff. Do you have a consciousness of wealth? Are you rich? I'll tell you a cute story. Remember, I tell you about my friend Ruth. Poor soul. Every time she says something to me, I say, she went and spent $3,000 getting something done to her cat at the veterinarian's. And I said, oh, I think that's wonderful. You're such a rich woman. Oh, no, I'm not rich. I said, yes, you're rich. No, I am not rich. You cannot make, I can never make her say, yes, Dallas, you're right, I'm rich. Now, she'll never be rich because she doesn't think she's rich. You have to harvest this stuff, people. You just don't do it. But she is not going to do that. She'll argue, you see. I think it's A Course in Miracles that says, argue your limitations and they will be yours. Argue your limitation. No, I'm not rich. No, I'm not rich. She's arguing. You see? And that limitation now is hers. So it wouldn't matter how much money the woman would have. She would never be able to consider herself rich. feeling rich has nothing to do with money, although it may help a great deal. Feeling rich is an inward feeling, a consciousness of knowing that you are rich, that you are being taken care of, that everything is working for you, not against you. This is what we want in this Thanksgiving period. We want that. You know, the first Thanksgiving was given at harvest time. It was given at harvest time. And that's what you want to realize. This is, now it's time for me to receive. It's time for me to receive, to take in the bounty of the harvest. And you do that by thinking and seeing and using your imagination, visualization. That's how you make it work. That is exactly how you make it work. And here comes Scott.
We harvest him
right there. So during this period, this month of November, when we're getting ready for Thanksgiving and all, be thankful, but say to yourself, I am now reaping the harvest. I am now reaping the harvest. You see? If you don't, you won't receive it. You have to say, I'm reaping. I'm now receiving. All the good stuff that I put in is now grown, and it's time to harvest it. It's time to harvest it. So tell yourself that daily and say, I'm ready. I'm open. My heart is open, my mind is open, and my arms are open to receive the bounty of the universe. To receive the bounty of the universe. And then allow it to happen to you. Allow it to happen. And it will happen for you. It will work. It absolutely works, people. I'm not up here telling you a lie. I'm not up here telling you something that is not true. This is all the truth. And of course, I'm telling the truth to you the way I understand it. The way I understand it. If you understand it differently, please do it. Understand it for you, but understand it. Understand it. I think it was Paul who said in the Bible, with all you're getting, get understanding. With all you're getting, get understanding. Understand what it's all about. Understand this teaching. And then use this teaching to your advantage. To your advantage. This is not pie in the sky, people. There is a thing for good in the universe, and we are one with that goodness. We are absolutely one with the goodness of the universe. And that's what we want to remember. And we want to remember that the universe wants us to have everything. It wants us to succeed. It wants us to have the harvest. It wants us to have the harvest. Jesus was a metaphysician. One of the things that he said may not be the main one. To me, it's a very important thing. He said, when you look at the field, you must always see the harvest. Most people look at the barren earth and have no idea that it can bear fruit. You must realize that there's no such thing as barren earth. What does that mean? There's no such thing as barren in your mind, in your consciousness. Your mind can sprout and grow anything. Can sprout and grow anything. Remember that. You are a fantastic, powerful, creative individual. And you can use this teaching. You can use your mind to bring into your life all the wonderful things that you want. Don't buy in to what the world tells you, that it's a struggle, that it's this, that it's that. All the things that we've been taught all our lives, most of it, the stuff that we have learned, is not true, people. It was convenient for institutions and for authority figures to tell us all these lies to keep us in check. That's all it was, people. And we no longer need to be checked. We have to step out of all that programming and see life differently. See ourselves differently. See the harvest everywhere. See the harvest everywhere. And realize that you can reap the harvest. You can reap the harvest. How many of us see other people reaping and we think, oh, well, they are. God does not show favorites, people. What God has done for one, God can do for all. Put your mind to it. You forgive and you give thanks for the wonderful world that you live in. This is a wonderful, wonderful experience, you see. And it's much more than a birth certificate and a death certificate. Life is much more than that. And we must find that meaning. We must see love everywhere. We must see abundance and prosperity everywhere. We must see the harvest. We must absolutely see the harvest. I told you before, a long time ago, that when I want to go and feel abundant and prosperous, I go to Whole Foods. I've never seen so much abundance piled up clear to the ceiling. You know, their apples go forever. Their fruit goes forever. And that's only one store. That's only one store. I love going in those stores. Same way I love opening up my refrigerator. When I open up my refrigerator and that light comes on and I see that food in there, I say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I have three apples. I forget what the names of them are. The most beautiful apple is big. Sort of a pinkish red color with stripes. Every time I go to my kitchen, I look at them and say, thank you. Thank you. Thanking the apples. Thanking the apples. I read recently, and I may have been in Think and Grow Rich, or Thank and Grow Rich, the idea of being grateful and thankful for everything that you have. And also, you may talk to it. You may talk to it. And they say if you do that, your clothes last longer, anything that you're blessing, anything that you're thankful for, lasts longer. Lasts longer. You know that aunt that I told you, Aunt Catherine, 90-something, she always gave life to everything. She would say to you, now, Dallas, don't run the vacuum. It's all that time. It's a hot day, and it gets tired. That the vacuum gets tired. She gave life to everything. Life to everything. And she lived a fabulous life. Thanks to Thanksgiving. She was thankful for everything. Thankful for everything. Now, I have no idea if we're going to come back on this journey. I think we're going to continue. You know, death is not the opposite of life. It's not the opposite. Life has no opposite, people. Life has no opposite. It continues. It goes. It keeps going. And each and every one of us will keep going. We will keep traveling through this wonderful experience. Through this wonderful experience. So when people badmouth life or think that life is hard and rude and this, that, and the other thing, I cannot buy into that. I cannot buy into that. You must keep your mind focused and see the great stuff in life. I told you when I was with the Baptist church, the only thing I ever got out of the Baptist church was a sign going out their back door which said, "Perfect peace to he whose mind is stayed on thee." Perfect peace to he whose mind is stayed on thee. That's Emmett Fox's whole idea of golden keying everything. You have to give thanks for everything in your life. For everything in your life. And you will see what a wonderful life this is. Isn't it fun? I'm having more fun than a barrel of monkeys, you know. And it doesn't require tons and tons of money to do that. You must always remember, money is never the issue. Money is never the issue. People want to make money the issue. And it's never the issue. Be thankful for what you have. And always, of course, ask for more. Always ask for more. But be thankful for what you already have. Be thankful for that. And you will see a difference in your life. It's done with Thanksgiving. It's done by being thankful that I am alive. Thankful that I have my health. Thankful for every little thing. And I know it sounds sort of Pollyanna, but I've tried it. Now, I don't run around loudly saying thank you, but under my breath I said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it certainly seems to change things. That little thanksgiving changes things. And we change. I love it. I love life. I love this whole experience. Years ago, 40, I didn't love life. But I learned to love life because I wanted to know it. I wanted this to happen. And it's happening. It is happening. And I never give up on it. I never give up. I never say, oh, God didn't do that for me. God does everything for me. God does everything for me. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. So, with Thanksgiving upon us, let's be thankful not only for the Thanksgiving and for the food and the people and all. Be thankful for your life. Be thankful for this life. Be thankful for this planet. Be thankful for this universe that we live in. Be thankful for all those wonderful things. Tonight, I will go out and walk because the moon is out. And I will let that moon penetrate me. The same. The rays of the moon can penetrate you, can heal you, can change you. So be thankful that we have those things. Be thankful we have those things. I don't know any other planet. Well, of course, there's lots of planets have many moons, but this is the most beautiful moon that I know. There may be one somewhere else, but this moon is gorgeous. And I'm thankful for it. And I love to be out in the light of the moon. I love it. It's mystical. It's magical. And don't be afraid, people, to be mystical and to be magical. You know, we're taught that there's no such thing as magic. But there is. There is something called magic. And we see it all around us, all the time. And that's what you want to see for yourself. You want to see magic, mystery, everywhere. Everywhere. Make this life of yours exciting. Make it absolutely exciting. The lady that I told you about, my friend Beverly, 93, lives in Virginia. She's also a white witch. Yeah, she calls herself the White Witch. She has a covenant of friends. And they get together and do all kinds of things that are wonderful. Once they got together because Brooke, a friend of hers, lives in Florida. And a hurricane was coming to Florida. They got on that telephone and said to people, we're going to change this. We're going to change the direction of it. They got together, did their treatment work. And the storm took another direction. Never did hit Florida where Brooke lives. These are the things that we can do, people. And you have to be able to believe that. You have to be able to see the magic in it. You see? There's nothing wrong with being able to do that. Now, people may think you're crazy, but I don't care anymore if people think I'm crazy. You know, they never helped me before and they're not going to help me now. All they're going to say is crazier than ever. Well, I like being crazy. Doesn't bother me. I don't want the world to be so rigid. I want it to be flexible. I want to be able to push it where I want it to go. And we can do that. We can do that. And it starts, of course, with being thankful. Thank God I'm alive. Thank God I'm experiencing this wonderful thing called life. This wonderful thing called life. and it will change your consciousness when you can live in that mindset of magic, of mystery. Learn to do it. See the magic everywhere. See it everywhere around you. And you will be able to use it. The more you look for it, the more you'll find it. And the more you find it, the more there is. You have to keep looking for it and believing in it. And believing in it. I've told you about my friend Betty. Betty once said to me, Dallas, you must remember, God does not ask you to try harder. God asks you to believe more. Believe in this thing called the universe. Believe in this thing called God. And believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. You are a wonderful, wonderful human being. We have wonderful qualities in us. Wonderful qualities. And we can learn to bring those qualities to the forefront of our lives so that we feel better about ourselves and we feel better about life. You have to learn to look at life differently as a wonderful, wonderful experience. As a wonderful experience. Instead of complaining about it all the time. Don't complain, people. Don't complain. I told you, and I think this is true, everyone loved Elizabeth Taylor. The news people, the whatever those people are called, the paparazzi, everyone loved Elizabeth Taylor. Why did they love Elizabeth Taylor? Because she never complained, and she never explained. She never complained about anything. 8 husbands, she didn't complain, you know. And the news media loved her. And she was a fabulous woman. She did a great deal under the counter, I suppose, which no one knows about. She wasn't out to make a big name for herself or anything. We don't have to do that. That's an ego trip. That's your friend Donald. We don't need that. What we need is to sit down and really love ourselves. And not only to put that thought in your head, but to know it. So that there's no doubt whatsoever. Know how wonderful you are. Don't wait another day, another minute, to realize that you're wonderful. We are all wonderful, unique expressions of this thing that we call God or life. We are part of everything. We are part of the universe. We are part of everything. So take that in and say to yourself, I am wonderful. I am a good person. Say that in your mind right now. I am a good person. And don't allow your mind to say, well, yes, sometimes, but maybe, you know. You have to know that you're a good person. You have to know that you're a good person. And it's done with thanksgiving. It is done with being thankful for everything that is in your life. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And therein's the lesson. Thank you.